Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pevitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
So, Vicky, it's an exciting day today.
It is.
Because our Goodbye 2019 Hello 2020 journal is officially on sale.
Woo!
Woohoo! And if you've been listening to our recent episodes, then you'll know that this year we've teamed up with Pavilion Publishers to help us get our little baby into the UK high street and Amazon all over the world. So we don't know exactly where it's going to be stocked. We do know it's going to be in Oliver Bonus stores and available on ASOS, which was one of the dreams we had last year, part of our vision for this year. So that's really exciting. And it also should be in all good bookshops on the UK high street. So we would love you to send us pictures when you spot it on the shelves of bookshops where you are, so that we can see how far it's spreading. And we should be, we're not entirely sure of the process, but we should be finding out bit by bit which shops it's in. So it's very exciting to see where it's going to appear. And it looks so beautiful. And so if you pre-ordered, then you should be getting your journal arriving today. And we would love to see pictures of you holding your journal. Send us a story on Instagram and we'll be sharing the new journal arriving in different parts of the UK and beyond as they start coming in. So it's so exciting.
Yay.
And today we're going to be doing the final quarterly review of Goodbye 2018, Hello 2019.
Mm-hmm. Double goodbye hello celebration. Can't believe we're in autumn already now. And then it's time for another quarterly review. So it's time for the Q3 quarterly review to review the summer. And as always, we're going to be taking you through the process from the Goodbye Hello journal, and we're going to be answering our own quarterly review questions, and you can do it with us. So feel free to press pause and answer your own questions as we go along, or get out your journal, get out your Goodbye 2018, Hello 2019 journal and do it with us that way.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start with how we're both feeling. Selena, how are you feeling at the moment?
So what am I feeling? I am feeling like it feels like it's been a big quarter. It doesn't feel like it's rushed by this time. Like with this year, actually, it's felt like a really full year. I'm feeling really excited about work and career. I've filled up now all my clients until the end of the year. So my next spots are open in 2020, and that feels really exciting. And all sorts of opportunities have been opening up of collaborations and things. So feeling really so grateful and just so in love with the work that I do. I'm also feeling really grateful for how I've been getting through this past quarter, because it's been quite difficult. We're living in a building site that's actually now is being built, but that just means I can't work from home, and having Sammy at home while it's all going on, it's just quite a lot. And it's, you know, not having a space that you can really relax in, and washing stuff up in the bath, and it's been like that for over 6 months now. But I feel really grateful that with the tools that I've got, like the self-care tools and dealing with challenges, that actually it hasn't felt as challenging as it looks like on paper. So people just can't believe what our living conditions are. And I'm like, apart from the occasional meltdown, I've had about two near meltdowns about it. It's been okay. So I'm feeling really, really happy with that. And excited, because we're beginning to see the end in sight. We will one day have a kitchen and a washing machine. And I won't forever be washing up in a bath, which will be exciting. I was explaining this to Sammy the other day, because for a quarter of his life, that's all he's known.
Oh, wow,
he's like, well,
yes.
Where will you? He said, well, where will you clean the plates?
Yeah.
As I was kneeling over the bath, and then to clean it to get him ready for his actual bath. And I was just like, no, we'll have a kitchen, and I'll wash plates there. And he's like, oh, like other people's houses. I was like, yes. He's like, oh, great. Okay. But he's dealt with it amazingly as well.
Because you have.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I've written and that I'm proud of. So anyway, we won't get into that yet. How about you? How are you feeling?
I'm also feeling really grateful for the summer that I've just had. Mm. It's been such a fun summer, which has had me celebrating love and life, really. I had my husband's 40th birthday celebrations in Spain, which was amazing, just sharing good times with good friends. And I'm just feeling really grateful for those friendships. Aww. And to have spent that quality time with them. I've just returned from a friend's wedding in France as well. They got married in this beautiful chateau in France, in the south of France. And again, just more celebrations and good times with good friends. I've also been... it's also been a summer full of growth and expansion, which I mentioned in the Upper Limiting podcast and all the challenges that have come with that. And so it's been, I feel like a lot of that has been cushioned by all of the sort of, you know, fun and time with friends as well. So I felt like I've really had a good balance of all of those things. So I'm very, very grateful for the summer, really, for the summer that I've just had and the people that I've spent it with.
I love that. That's so interesting you say cushioning, because that's exactly how I feel. That's how I've got through the kind of the challenges of being in this kind of difficult living situation. Mm-hmm. Is that it's been so cushioned with self-care and getting away from it and enjoying ourselves that therefore it doesn't feel like that's tainted the flavor and the experience of the past 3 months. It's like being grateful for all the good things that it's been cushioned by.
Yeah. Yes,
I like to think of it like that.
To be more resilient through those challenging times.
Exactly. And do you know what? One of my intentions back in March, I think it was, my God, was to cultivate more resilience throughout this challenge. And I've been reflecting a lot on that. And it's like, I have found ways to be more resilient.
Yeah.
But in a very gentle, loving, not like toughen myself up with some armor, but the resilience has come from the cushioning with self-care and good stuff and focusing on the good stuff and putting it in perspective.
Yes.
I do love these check-ins, Vicky.
Yeah, me too. They're really therapeutic, aren't they?
They're so good.
So what's been happening? I know we've been touching on things that have been going on in our lives since July.
Well,
what else for you?
So yeah, like you said, it's been a big sort of quarter of growth. So together we've been, you know, taking a step back, looking at Project Love and the direction we each want to go with our businesses. That's been really exciting. Sometimes with its challenges, as you do when you're kind of going on these journeys, but oh, just amazing. And amazing working with Dr. Talene, just incredible. And I've really gone back to full-time career change coaching, which has been really exciting. And yeah, just loving that. Obviously getting Goodbye Hello ready to hit the shots, which has been amazing. Been doing some great anti-racism work with Nova Reed. And we're going to get onto this. I hit all three commitments for the first time this year, which is huge. And then some really lovely going away and enjoying the sun and actually slowing down with work. So I really feel, because of the nature of our work and people go off on holiday, you don't have people so much in the headspace of signing up for coaching programs. So I always feel like summer is a time anywhere where I take my focus a bit more away from work and more into like enjoying life and enjoying friends and going to be on the sea. And so there was all that kind of some lovely trips in there woven in. So yeah, it's been fun. And of course the house build, I mean, that's been huge. And it's like another part-time job dealing with all of that, and which is very exciting. But it has meant, it's been a full 3 months. But it's been a good 3 months. So how about you, Vicky?
So I have been working with some brilliant women this summer, taking them through the Get Ready for Love journey. And they are just coming to the end of that journey sort of next month. And they've just been a pleasure to coach. I've been working with some really amazing women who have just really energized me. And they've just been a pleasure to work with. So yeah, just reflecting on that really. And then just now opening the doors for the autumn season and just seeing who will join me for the new season of coaching. I've already booked in three places in the last sort of few days, and I'm excited to see who's going to join me for the next season. As I said, I've had a summer of celebration, really. I've been celebrating 40th birthdays and weddings and hen do's. And
God, you've had a lot of celebrating.
I've had a lot of celebrating.
That was like your part-time job. Yeah.
It was in part. Yeah.
The logistics of constantly celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun, but can be exhausting. I feel very cold and flu-y today. It comes as no surprise. the price
sick
to pay
from celebrating.
A lot of summer celebrating. And yeah, as you say, you know, really enjoying sunshine and friendships and doing a bit less work. As some of you know, we had a break from the podcast over the summer, and we hadn't had a break for 5 years since starting the podcast back in 2014. So it was nice to just sort of have a break and then come back to it with, you know, renewed energy. And so it's so nice to be back this month or last month. And as you mentioned, we've been working with a brilliant mindset and business coach, Dr. Talene, and so lots of ups and downs, highs and lows, unraveling with that, which we talk more about in the Upper Limiting podcast. So yeah, it's been a real mixed bag, and I've done a lot, actually. There's been a lot going on, and I'm really looking forward now to just sort of slowing down and getting into hibernation mode. And
yeah, right.
Autumn. Like slowing down in a way of like just less sort of... Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into this new sort of season now and just like getting into that mode of
early nights.
More like the hibernation.
Yeah.
Hibernation mode. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck when Christmas starts creeping over the horizon. Good luck with that doing less. But anyway, we can but dream.
The optimism. You just love that.
Considering every single quarterly review, we've been like, oh my God, I can't believe how much I've done. I would love to hear you say at the end of this one, I can't believe how little I've done this last quarter.
That's actually going to be the challenge for my next intentions, doing less. So we will see in January what or how I did with that. It's a good challenge, isn't it?
Right.
I want to visualize myself in January doing a quarterly check-in, telling everybody, telling you, I'm so proud because I've been just doing less. I've been so unbusy.
No, look.
We'll see.
I'm not going to knock your challenge, but yes, you could do less.
Yeah. Mm. I also celebrated my 3-year wedding anniversary, which was very exciting. More celebrations. And yeah, I also started the Mindful Chef again. I'll talk a bit more about why that's important to share, because that was part of my commitments for this quarter, which I'll talk more about in a second. So yes, there's been a lot going on, a lot of celebrating, and I'm feeling very grateful for all of it.
Oh, I love it.
So on to our next question. What have you done that you're proud of?
I really loved this question this time because I really felt like there was a lot that I'm feeling proud of myself for. So the work that we've been doing with Dr. Talene and really getting into it and really seeing the magic happen as a result. It's lovely to be on the receiving end of a coaching journey.
Yes.
And then also in amongst all the building chaos and all the disruption, still managing to create a happy home for Sammy. And I wrote down here, and holding it together. Because I am, you know, it could have been, like, I think I'm really proud of how I've just managed to stay most of the time calm. And also particularly with Fons communicating, just keeping the communication open. Because when I do start to, it does start to feel too much when my self-care starts to sort of not be looked after by me, then my immediate knee-jerk reaction is to see that the problem is in the relationship and the fault is in him, rather than going, hang on, this is a very difficult situation and you just need to sometimes take a step back and do a bit of extra self-care and talk about it and acknowledge that this is a difficult situation. Because if we try and pretend all the time that it's fine and it's normal and don't talk about how we're struggling, then it will seep into the relationship. So yeah, been just about managing to not blame each other. And then the other thing I'm very proud of myself for is, as I've already said, hitting all three commitments in this quarter. Because it was, and I talked about this in the last check-in, I just always kept hitting two, but always one that I would miss. And this time I almost did it again. And particularly after doing the upper limiting episode, I was like, this is me. This is upper limiting behavior right here. Like deliberately sabotaging myself in those three commitments. To, and particularly because it's so public, because I'd have to come here and say, I failed again. Not that it's failure if you didn't hit your commitments, but that's what my internal narrative was. So it was just like, you know, allowing myself to actually hit all three and not do my upper limiting. So I'm very proud for doing that. How about you? What are you proud of?
It is a lovely question, isn't it?
I know, it's great.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of my courage and leaning into the hard stuff, working with Dr. Talene and all the unraveling that we've mentioned, and facing that hard stuff and having difficult conversations and being vulnerable as well. So I mentioned in the Upper Limiting podcast, there was a particular business coaching session that we'd had, and when I was quite sick and and feeling like it was a sort of self-sabotage and upper limiting problem, and I'm really proud of how I lead into that and face that and was able to be vulnerable and show a side of me that I don't show as often as I'd like to. And it was a really really positive thing for me to lean into that and to have that courage to do the things that are scary or hard and difficult. And so yeah, courage is something I'm really proud of myself for.
I love that.
So what have been your happiest moments?
Oh, I love this question too. So my hotel date with Fonz. So that was one of my commitments, to go with on dates with Fonz, or at least one date I'd put in 3 months, and we actually managed to think about three dates. But yeah, one in particular, we went and stayed in a hotel in London, and we live in London, but it was really special. And it was particularly in amongst what we're kind of living in at the moment. Just that quality time together, outside of being parents, outside of having a home that we're, you know, trying to hold together. That was amazing. Always, always going down to Devon, being on the sea, the bank holiday weekend, with Sammy. It's just, yeah, just that is, it is, it's just my spiritual home. It's my happy place. And it gets a mention in every single goodbye, hello. Always Devon and the sea. And yeah, so being on the water, which is all part of that. And then hanging out with, that sounds so sad. It's not, it doesn't sound sad, but hanging out with my niece and nephew. I really loved it. I love being an auntie. Really enjoy it. I really enjoy looking after other people's children because I can hand them back. I was just like, this is a really good balance. So yes, yeah, so I got to hang out with them a lot, and all staying in the same house, I got to do help out with like getting up for early morning feeds and sending off my extremely tired brother and sister-in-law back to bed. And it's good that. It's good being part of that family community. And so, yeah. I don't know why I thought that was sad to say that. It just didn't sound very jazzy and exciting.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so those are my happiest moments. How about you?
Oh, it just goes back to what I was saying before, really. It's really cherishing those times spent with really good friends, and just being... witnessing two really good friends getting married a couple of weeks ago in France, and knowing both of them for a long time. One of them I met at university, and the other I met a few years after, and we ended up living together for a few years as well. And so knowing them at different stages of my life, and just being in a place where it was obviously a total celebration of love, and hearing their promises that they made to each other. And it was such a heartfelt ceremony. It was really beautiful. And so just sharing that with those people, yeah. and really cherishing that quality time with friends, because I think we're sort of on the cusp of a lot of change happening. Already, actually, it's already in progress. Like, some friends have already moved away, and another really good friend of mine is just about to move to LA. And, you know, there's just like other sort of changes that are on the horizon. So I felt like I really sort of looked around many, many moments during these times when I was away with friends, and just took a moment to really cherish that and treat it as sacred.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? That's exactly, and you've put into beautiful words, why this time, one of my happiest moments was that time spent with my family, because my brother and sister-in-law are going off to Texas with my niece and nephew. I'm furious. But anyway, but as a result, that time spent, you suddenly realise, and it's because before I think I was taking it for granted more, because they're always here. And I was like, they're not always going to be here, not that easily. I'm going to have to fly about 10 hours across the world to go and see them, or them to see us. So yeah, it's just really cherishing that time with loved ones and getting really present to how much you love them. Often is because they're just about to leave you and go away.
It puts everything into sharp focus.
Yeah.
And really special. So what have been your most challenging moments?
Well, I mean, we've actually gone through it, so I won't spend too much time with it. Obviously, the house situation, the house build, and everything that goes into that. I'm not actually building a house, by the way. I bought a plot of land and I'm building a house. We bought a house that was basically, we didn't have any central heating or hadn't been touched for about 40 years. So it was a real, you had to do all of it up, and then we knocked through the back and building that. But yeah, so the house build. And then, as we've already discussed, going through our kind of summer of taking a step back and reevaluating. Just a reminder of how important those, you know, in each of those cases, the reason for doing it is because there's a dream. There's a dream. You know, we had that vision. We were like, you know, knew what we wanted to create. We didn't know how we wanted to create it or what actually it would entirely look like. We both, you know, you and I had a dream for ourselves and our business and Project Love. And then obviously I have this dream with Fons about, you know, creating this beautiful home. And then as you embark on that big dream, it's a real roller coaster and there's a lot of challenge involved. But the whole purpose of it and the whole reason for it is that is commitment to following your dreams and, going after them. So challenge is good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Just reminding myself of what to do to look after myself as I'm going through those challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar to you with the journey that we've been going on with Dr. Talene. I think when you go through those really challenging times and you come out the other side, and it helps you to cultivate that strength and confidence because challenge isn't something that you should, you know, avoid and run away from. It's actually when you embrace it, it gives you that confidence.
Yeah.
What could I deal with next time? And that resilience, as we were saying before. So, it's really nice actually to see the answer to this question. I think in the past, I'd sort of seen it as like, reflect on the negative stuff that's been happening. But actually just seeing it as courageous choices, and that's something to be celebrated as well.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than looking at challenge being the tough times, it's just like, the challenge. And obviously in that there will have been tough times, but overall challenge is a good thing because it's how we grow. Love it.
What and who are you grateful for at this moment in your life?
Obviously, as always, I just wrote a long list of people that I'm grateful for, but I think overall it is, grateful to the family, the community, the people that I have in my life, and how much love I get to experience with them in all sorts of different ways. So my actual family, but then my friends who are my chosen family, and just such rich, enriching, loving relationships, deep conversations, affection. It's just, it's really, really wonderful and feel so grateful. Yeah.
yeah, I'm also feeling really grateful for those relationships, those fulfilling relationships in my life. I'm really grateful for my husband and how much I love sharing life with him.
Aww.
Yeah, I really wanted to give him a shout out. Absolutely love it. Love sharing life with him. Really grateful to Dr. Celine and how supported that we've both felt yes. this summer. I have to give her a shout out, of course.
Yes, definitely.
Forevermore.
Forever and ever and ever.
I'm really grateful to you and for the way that we've both grown this summer and supported each other through that growth.
Oh, I'm so grateful for our relationship.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've really, we, and that we both had the courage to just allow things to completely unravel, to put them back together again. And yeah. it just feels brilliant. And also, going to add to that, is really grateful for the Project Love community that we have.
Yes.
I met someone at the at a party on the weekend who had done one of our courses and listens to our podcasts. And I was saying to her how, what I think people don't realize, because sometimes they meet us and they're like, oh my God, I'm actually speaking to you and I listen to your podcast all the time. And I get the same rush when I meet someone from our community
yeah.
because you guys are so important to us. You're like, I mean, you make this. This is, you're the reason why we do this. And the love and the connection and the, you know, the conversation we get to have with you guys, whether it's on Instagram or whether we happen to meet you, it's such a special relationship to us. And I think sometimes people don't realize how it goes this way as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, when we meet people who we've been chatting to on Instagram, it's just like, oh my God, you're so-and-so. Yes, of course. And you know. And I met someone the other day at an event who I had coached her on a course, I think we realized 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what was the project you did? And she told me the project and I immediately remembered her and all these details. And she couldn't believe that I said, we remember the people that we meet, remember the people we work with, because you're so important to us and special to us. So yeah. Really grateful for you guys.
Yeah, thank you, listeners.
Yeah.
We love our community. And if you don't already follow us on Instagram at Love Project Love, because we do love having conversations
yes.
on there as well as on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've written here that I'm also really grateful for all of the opportunities for growth. And I find that whenever I say anything like this, you know, particularly in a coaching session, you know, is there an opportunity for growth here? It's always sort of, can sometimes be met with resistance.
An eye roll.
Great, another opportunity for growth. And the opportunities can sometimes be so inconvenient. But, you know, it's really amazing when you can then look back and see, I'm so grateful for those opportunities. And it's like growing pains at the time.
Oh yeah, you don't feel necessarily grateful at the time.
No.
It's with hindsight that the gratitude often comes.
Yes. So I can now say, looking back on the summer, I'm very grateful for those opportunities. And I'm very grateful to my clients and their courage and their willingness to learn and grow. It's so inspiring to me and I'm so grateful to work with people like that.
So true. I always say, it's such an honor
yeah.
to work with people in this way, taking them on journeys of transformation. Mm. Yeah, and so really grateful to the people who take that leap.
Yes.
And, you know, join us on these journeys.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be very, very lonely doing it on your own.
So you're going to love this bit. October check-in. What have you done from your list of commitments?
All of them. Date with Fons, date with myself and a sister circle, which actually the sister circle almost didn't happen. And then I was like determined. So I did it with you and Kate.
Yeah.
We did a sister circle of three.
Yeah.
And it was a real, yeah, I could see myself starting to slip back into, I won't do them all. And I was like, no, this time we're doing it. And I asked you guys, I was like, will you support me in hitting that final commitment? And so we did it and it was great. And yeah, so I did them all.
Woo.
So I don't even have to answer the next three questions.
You're going to sit there really smug.
No, not smug, but very proud of myself because it is, you know, often you don't hit all the commitments, but, and that's fine.
That's okay.
But when I realized that I was setting myself up to not hit the commitments, then I realized that was the problem and I was deliberately sabotaging myself, and that's where it was coming from. So yeah, did not sabotage myself this time.
Mm. But then also the learnings from that, from not hitting them, it's like such rich learnings, isn't it? So if you are also feeling like, God, I didn't hit those commitments, then there's always a lesson in that. So always look back and see what is the lesson. And then you use that lesson or insight going forward. So, you know, it's all progress.
Yeah. So what I did with that is I made commitments that I knew were easy for me to do and felt really easy and achievable in 3 months rather than anything that felt like it was stretching me. I was like, let's make this easy so you hit those commitments. And then later, if I want to do ones that stretch me, then I can.
Yeah.
But the focus for this quarter was that I would give myself commitments that I knew I could do so that I could step into that whole new experience of actually hitting my 3 commitments. So
that, which is again another really good lesson. Start small and then honor those commitments, and then you can always stretch after.
Exactly.
That's such a good lesson. So it's now my turn to look at my own lessons. So I had when I look back, I think maybe I was giving myself a bit too much to do, knowing what I already had planned over the summer. But I had declared that I was going to read the Woman Code book by Elisa Vitti and to start cycle syncing, which is basically aligning my week with my menstrual cycle, which I've talked about before in previous podcasts, particularly in the last self-care episode. And I did do that. I read the book and I have been putting all of the different phases of my cycle in my calendar. Mm. So now I have each week is the different phase and what those particular phases are really good for in terms of like productivity and tasks and also eating and exercise. So the thing that I did really well with is the productivity. I'm really starting to get a handle on that, like when are tasks better suited for different weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first, so just before you ovulate is a week that's really good for visibility and communication. So planning more podcasts into those into that phase of my cycle. And I also did try and do the sort of dietary changes, and it was so overwhelming, and it really highlights a lack of guidance in this area. So I basically looked at the particular foods that that Elisa Vitti recommends that you should sort of eat at different weeks of your menstrual cycle. But there are some recipes in there, but some of them aren't that easy to, you know, implement. And I need super quick, like 15-minute sort of meals and ingredients that are relatively easy to find in my local supermarket, Sainsbury's. And so I, at one point, one Sunday afternoon, I was really determined, no, I'm gonna learn about this and I'm going to write all these notes down in this book. And I had 4 cookbooks that I was trying to sort of retrofit within these different ingredients. So, you know, I need these ingredients this week. And what sort of recipes can I make within the cookbooks that I know, like Jamie Oliver's 15-minute meals, etc. And after like 2 hours of this, I was just like, this is bullshit. I'm so overwhelmed with this, and this is so hard that I just need to sort of, you know, park this for another time, because I had so much going on over the summer that, you know, I guess it wasn't as much of a priority as the other things that I'd already committed to. And so I've put that on hold. The productivity piece is really fulfilling, and it's really amazing learning about, you know, the different sort of ways that I can adapt my or design my week.
And has that actually been working,
you
know, with the productivity? So you've noticed that actually, oh my God, I do have energy this week to be doing these podcasts. Really?
Yeah. Which I'm only in the beginning of it. So I'm going to be learning more and more about it. I'm definitely in the early stage of that process, but I'm already noticing, you probably don't want to do that task because of, you know, you're not sort of, your brain isn't optimized for doing this level of detail this week.
Yeah. So do that next week.
Yeah. Or you may need to do it today, but know that you're probably going to find it harder. So how can you then look after yourself when you finish your busy day, or, you know, you get home? And so it's just knowing how to look after myself through those different weeks. So that's been amazing. But yeah, the food and, you know, the dietary changes is just, it's just felt very difficult, and I don't think it should be that difficult for me to implement these changes. And I wondered if maybe a future intention, not for this next quarter, but maybe getting a nutritionist that specifically helps with that.
Yes.
Because I need some sort of accountability, and I need someone doing it with me, helping me out with this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you totally did that commitment then.
Well, I didn't do it fully.
No, but you,
because I give myself quite a lot. That was only one out of three.
Yeah, I know. But I just would say, and anyone else that's also got this perfectionist tendency, Vicky, absolutely did it. And you came up against some challenges where you're like, okay, so in this particular area within this commitment, I actually need some help, some outside help.
Yeah.
So that's, but you absolutely did it.
Yeah.
It's also not going to be something that's going to be done that quickly.
Yeah.
You started it and then you've got, you know, more of a journey to go.
And exactly. And I really felt that perfectionist tendency coming through when I was reading all these cookbooks. Mm. And my husband looked over, he's like, what are you doing? And I was just like, oh, like, this is getting a bit too... I'm going too far with this.
I think you could simplify it.
And I definitely noticed my perfectionism tendencies coming in. And then as soon as I realised that, I was like, no, sorry.
Yeah. Stop. Get some help.
Get some help. Exactly. Yeah. So that was a really good lesson. I'm going to get some help with it, but not even for next quarter. It's not actually a huge priority right now, because I'm already noticing my energy's better through just sort of designing my weeks differently. The second thing that I wanted to do was weekly exercise, to continue with that, because that's been something that I've been doing all year really. And I did it more weeks than not, but when I was away, I didn't sort of allow for that, like being away and bringing my running gear, for example. Probably because it just fell down on my list of priorities and I sort of forgot that I was supposed to be doing it every single week.
Yeah.
So when I've been here, I've been making more of an effort when I've been back at home to like go for a run, jog around the park.
I love how you turned, like, reminded us that we're not actually running.
Definitely
we are
jogging.
Most definitely jogging. No, I definitely say I go for a run. But I jog it.
Yeah. I jog a walk.
I go for a jog. That doesn't sound as cool. I go for a really fast walk. A trot. Go for a trot.
Yeah. Trot around the park. Yeah. So that's definitely something I'm going to take into the next quarter. And when we did our sister circle, it was something that came up that I know that I love these particular fitness classes in a place called Frame in Shoreditch in London that I love. And I sort of realized when we were doing our sister circle check-in recently that I know that there are these classes I absolutely love. And if I was just to do one a week, that would just like really make a difference in my energy, and just doing something that I love, you know, even just once in the week is so amazing to be able to do that. And I sort of rob myself of that experience by never sort of booking those classes in.
Is there also a narrative going on in your head that you should be doing them because you should be getting fit, or you should be?
It's a narrative that says I know that it's good for me to move my body and exercise. And I don't need to, you know, like, as we were talking about in one of the previous podcasts, you don't have to enjoy it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know you will at the end. And that was a really big takeaway for me to take that into the next quarter.
Mm.
That just like get your running shoes on. Just go for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And quite often, if you go for 10 minutes, you'll probably go for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's, I definitely still have some resistance around it, but knowing I also been away a lot. So it was harder
to get back into it, or to keep it up while you're away.
Yeah. It's harder when you're building a habit, but you're away a lot.
Yeah.
It's a challenge anyway, but I sort of hadn't quite prepared myself for the challenge of that.
Yes.
Which is a good lesson, isn't it?
Yes.
Understanding, well, if this is what I want to be, this is a commitment that I want to make happen in this next quarter, how can I prepare myself or give myself the best chance of making this happen?
Do you know a great book to read and a great episode actually to listen to is The Kindness Method with Shiru Azadi. And it's all about changing habits and how you need to be ready for the times when you don't do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever habit you're changing where you essentially fail. And then it's just like, but if you expect that, and then what you're going to do when that happens, then you're ready for it. So when it happens, you're not like, oh my God, I ruined it all. Like, what's the point? And then you just completely react to that. And it's just like, okay, I knew this was going to happen. Let me get out my notes. What do I do when that happens? Mm. Right. How can I pick myself back up and can carry on?
Yeah.
It would be a really good, I listen to all books, listen to it on Audible, and it's her doing it. It's a brilliant book anyway, or listen to the episode on the Project Love podcast, obviously. Mm.
Oh, I love that episode. I'd forgotten about that one. That's a good one to remind.
But that's a really good one
of.
For this kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hadn't sort of gone that step further. Like, this is my commitment. How can I make sure, looking at the, you know, the things that I had on, like, how can I make sure I prepare myself, give myself the best chance to make this happen?
Yeah. And that you are also going to sometimes not do it. And you are going to essentially fail, and you are going to, you know, fall off the proverbial wagon or whatever it's called. But knowing that, expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
And therefore knowing what you can do when that does happen. So you're not like, oh my God, I've failed. That's it. And then you stop altogether. It's going, it was one week where I didn't do it. That doesn't mean all the rest was for nothing. I can just get back on, you know, pick myself up again.
Yeah.
And carry on. And so it's just preparing you for that, which is brilliant.
Yeah. And then the third one, I'm really proud of myself for doing this. I'd written down something that I'd already committed to, which is the Dr. Talin Mindset Business Coaching Program. And I'd just written it down to remind me that I'm also doing that too.
Yes.
Which is, and what I could have done also is to set an intention around that. So knowing I've already got that on and set an intention of self-kindness or self-love or courage.
Yes.
Because I know that that's going to be play a big part of this quarter, or the quarter that I just had, and to remind myself that you're already doing that, and so don't do three extra, you know, commitments.
Exactly, because I think that's sometimes why I failed in the past, because I was already doing so much, you know, I was already committed to things and making things happen, and then I added these other commitments on top, rather than going, well, hang on, you know, this time I just went for really small commitments that were achievable, but really focused on, you know, self-care and self-love and nourishment to support me in the stuff I was already committed to. And I'd kind of forgotten that. And so much of this journal usually over the years has been about supporting me and focusing on self-care, keeping it a priority, because it doesn't come naturally. Well, it does better now, but it certainly didn't before. And actually using the journal for that to sort of support me in the other dreams that I was already out there and creating and making happen. So really good. And we haven't done this time, but for those of you, as you'll know, going through the journal, that if there are things that on your list of commitments that you haven't done this time, is just to ask yourself, well, is there anything, you know, what do you think has got in the way of you doing it? And what can you do to make sure you do it this time between now and the end of the year? And you also might find that actually you've tried a commitment, you had a go at it, and it just didn't feel right, or it didn't actually take you in the direction you thought it would, or you didn't get the experience from it you thought you actually wanted, and so you've realized that, you know what, I'm not going to recommit to that this time, because I've now realized, having tried it, that it's not quite what I want. And so much of this is about that. So it's not about sort of making your commitments for the year and doggedly sticking to them, because often you don't know until you start trying them if they actually are right for you, if you do enjoy them, or if they do take you in the direction you thought that they would.
Yeah.
So much of this is just about, you know, reflecting and adjusting, you know, what your commitments are. So also, if there is one that you didn't do it and you don't want to carry on with it, that's okay as well.
Yeah.
That was the big lesson. That was why it was worth giving it a try.
Yeah.
So on to our three commitments between now and the end of the year. Shall I do mine?
Yeah.
So I'm turning 40 this quarter in about a month. And so I really want to create for myself a goodbye 30s, hello 40s sort of reflection piece, and then setting my intention for my 40s. So I'm excited to create that for myself as a gift. If anyone else is going through a big birthday and they'd also like that, whether you're going from 20s to 30s, 30s to 40s, 60s to 70s, I'm very happy to share that with you as well. So just email me hello@loveprojectlove.com. Then I loved my date with myself this past quarter, which was one of my commitments, and I took myself off to an art gallery, and I love art galleries. So I've made a commitment, and this one is a bit of a stretch, to do a monthly date with myself. taking myself off to a gallery. It feels like a stretch. I know I can do it, but it does require commitment and being held accountable. And then the third one is to really go and celebrate with Fons. Fingers crossed, we will have a functioning kitchen and we'll be able to go downstairs in the house and actually be in it and sit in it and eat at a table. And when that happens, I really want to make sure that we really go and celebrate it, because it's been great creating this big dream together. But as I've discussed, it's had its challenges. And I think it's so important to actually stop and celebrate and acknowledge what we've been through and what we've created together. Mm. So yeah, making that my third commitment.
Oh, I'm excited about your commitment. So I am recommitting to the cycle syncing that I mentioned and using it as a tool for increased productivity and energy management.
Mm-hmm.
So carrying on with that and really deepening and strengthening my learnings, because I'm finding it so fascinating and I'm loving what I'm learning in that. So yep, that's going to be a focus I'm going to take through with me to the next quarter. The second thing I'm going to do is to read a book that you had mentioned in a previous podcast, Do Less by Kate Northrup.
Yeah.
And again, it sort of links to the productivity commitment. It's also just to strengthen my learnings around that and to challenge myself to actually do less and or do fewer things better. And I'm going to take myself to a cafe to read it and take myself on an inspiration date. And that might be something that I do more of next year as well. But I'm going to start small. Just this one book and a few dates to read this one book.
Great.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then the third thing, again, starting small, but giving myself the gift of a monthly class at a studio called Frame over in East London, and to go and do, it's called Rebounding, the class that I love, and it's basically cardio bouncing on these mini trampolines, and it really connects me to my inner child, because I used to go trampolining like religiously as a kid for years, and I really miss it actually, and it's a way for me to really connect with that spirit, and I just love it. It's always, you know, it's a bit like dance, you're sort of bouncing around, it's really high energy to wicked sort of poppy housey music.
Sounds
and I get
great.
Really into it. So I'm going to start small and give myself monthly dates doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably do it more, and a bit of jogging as well. A bit of jogging around the park.
A bit of jogging.
And so I'm really excited to get going with that, actually, which is a good sign.
Ah, yes, exactly. It's about stepping into, that's the whole point of this. It's stepping into the next quarter and stepping into the next chapter with an intention that sort of fires you up and gets you excited about these seeds that you're planting or carrying on cultivating.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Honestly, I find this process so invaluable.
Yeah.
And it's really good to have, this is the first year we've done these quarterly check-ins and I've really, really loved it. And it's really added extra power to the journal as a real functioning tool.
Yeah.
A key tool in my life to creating a life that I love and staying focused on the things that are important. And it's just wonderful doing it together and doing it with all you guys listening and hearing you share how you're kind of getting on in that journey. So it's exciting. I'll fight the final quarter of this year.
Yeah.
And then it will be time to move into our new journal. So if you haven't got yours yet, head on over to thegoodbyehellojournal.com. They are brilliant as Christmas gifts. It's so wonderful to hear people saying that they got it for like their cousin or their sister or their friend for Christmas and the difference that it's made to them. And actually, talking of stories, we're now going to start collecting in, even if it's a couple of lines of the difference it's made doing the journal this year. We love hearing the stories. We love sharing the stories, just celebrating people, setting intentions, really stepping into the driving seat of their lives and you know, seeing what happens when you do that and the lessons learned. And you know, if you've any dreams that you've gone after as a result of doing the journal, things that you've cultivated in your life, whether it's more self-care or self-love, and if that's made a difference, then please come and share with us. Doesn't have to be a big essay. If it's a big essay, that's great too, you know, but even if it's just a couple of lines, head on over to Instagram at Love Project Love, or email us at hello@loveprojectlove.com, because we'd love to hear the stories and share them as well.
And as we said earlier, if you did pre-order your journal and you are getting it today,
yes,
then do share a photo of you with your journal and tag us on Instagram at Love Project Love.
Yeah.
And if you do see the Goodbye Hello journal out and about in shops, then take a little photo and let's celebrate wherever she ends up
being. Exactly.
We would love to celebrate that too at Love Project Love on Instagram.
Yeah, and let's enjoy this final quarter of just committing to the things that are important to us and make us come alive.
Listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode, and if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say best podcast ever. Thank you.